solving your health puzzle. We've been discussing holistic health care. We've been talking about the different interferences that affect a person's health. So far, we've talked about the structural interference from the injuries. We've talked about the effect of electromagnetic pollution from the electric wires around our homes and businesses and electrical appliances. Now, Nancy, tell us about the third interference.
The third interference is nutritional. That is the food we eat, the ability to digest the food that you eat. It's also hormonal imbalances and infections like viruses, bacteria, yeast, and parasites. Dr. Yeager assesses all your systems and gives your body supplements to support their needs. Many things just start with the digestive tract to do its job better so you can assimilate the nutrients in your food. I give nutritional counseling to teach people how to eat more healthy. You might think it's common sense on how to eat healthy, but in today's world of fast or highly processed food, we've gotten away from feeding our body what it needs to giving it what is fast, convenient, or just what tastes good.
Now, the fourth interference is the allergies. Now, the definition of an allergy is the immune system overreacting to something. And there are three types of things that the immune system can overreact to. Foods, environmental things like dust, molds, and funguses, animals, and then people can also react to themselves. That's what occurs with autoimmune diseases. Now, there are about 150 autoimmune diseases out there. We do the ASSERT treatment that removes allergies, all three types, the autoimmune, the food, and the environmental. So people wonder, what do we do for the allergies? Well, we do the ASSERT treatment. In a few moments, we're going to have Hollis with us to tell his story. And part of his story will be about how we helped him no longer to have his allergies in a very short time. Now, the fifth interference is emotional. Emotions give our lives meaning and color. We would not be who we are without emotions. And sometimes, however, we experience very negative emotions like anger, frustration, resentment, sorrow, sadness, and are unable to forgive in certain situations and so on. When we are feeding any of these intense emotions, the energy of that emotion can become trapped inside of us. Now, these trapped emotions cause inflammation, pain, congestion, self-sabotage, depression, panic attacks, phobias, cancer. Now, a person can become intolerant to foods like gluten when they have these kinds of emotions. That is what happened with Anita Bennett that we had on one of our shows earlier. We release negative emotions with fear releases, anger releases, color and sound therapy, laser therapy, emotional freedom technique, which is called EFT. We also do things like healing codes and emotion codes. Now, Hollis Robinson will be talking about his story and releasing those trapped emotions from post-traumatic stress disorder from his service in the military in Iraq.
The sixth interference is the toxins that we become exposed to. We get exposed to mercury from eating too much of the wrong kinds of fish and from air pollution, from coal-fired plants, or from the old mercury in our fillings and our teeth. Aluminum we get from antiperspirants, or the aluminum cookware and pop cans leaches aluminum into our food. Aluminum has been linked to Alzheimer's disease. Then there's lead, cadmium, food additives. Food colorings. Food colorings have long been suspected in the aggravation of behavioral disorders such as ADD and ADHD, and even autism. Other toxins include food preservatives and MSG, aspartame, pesticides, cleaning materials, weed killers, building materials, even the laundry detergent we wash our clothes in, and on and on. Toxins are a bigger puzzle piece than you might realize.
If you take aspirin and ibuprofen or even caffeine, it's the liver that has to process and break down these drugs and dispose of them from our bodies. When our bodies become overloaded with these are a source of toxins as well. You know, these toxins can and need to be removed because they are stressing the adrenal gland and interfering with normal function. They damage the body and interfere with the normal function of the immune system. Now, in Donna Nakazawa's book called The Autoimmune Epidemic, she identifies that toxins are one of the causes of triggering autoimmune disease. She had developed lupus, which is an autoimmune disease. She found that in her neighborhood, a lot more people were developing autoimmune diseases like lupus than the national average. She then discovered that only 2.5 blocks away from her home was a vacant industrial site that was identified as a toxic site that was causing, triggering healthy people like herself to now have autoimmune diseases. Toxins affect our bodies in ways that we often just don't realize. They need to be detected and released from our bodies. These toxins become lodged into the fatty tissues and joints of our bodies, which includes the brain, and eventually cause damage. I'm greatly concerned about this because my mother died of Alzheimer's disease and my father-in-law had Parkinson's disease. Now, toxins cause neurologic symptoms. They contribute to asthma and arthritis and cardiovascular disease with arteriosclerosis. The list goes on and on. And it is these different interferences that affect a person's health. And by removing these interferences, our body can return to normal physiological function. We assist people in detoxifying using detoxification diets, oral chelation and homeopathics, ionic foot baths, and infrared saunas. Now, we have Hollis Robinson with us today to tell us his story and how he was helped in our office. Welcome, Hollis.
Thank you, Dr. Yeager. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about when you first came in and, you know, why you came in and how you're feeling, and just tell us your story.
I came in right before Christmas of 2007. I had returned from Iraq a year prior at the end of 2006. And in that year's time, I felt my health deteriorating rapidly, you might say. I had all kinds of symptoms. I had some pretty severe back pain. I knew I had emotional pain brought on by some trauma, things that I experienced in Iraq. I had some intestinal issues that were really getting worse. And so I had, fortunately, I ran into a massage therapist. And she invited me in, and I received a treatment there, and it had a really good effect. And I thought, well, this is the first time I felt good. I might have to pursue this and see if I can find treatment again. And I called my insurance, and there was a way to get a little bit of massage therapy paid for if it's done through a chiropractor. Well, I just found you in the phone book. You were the closest to me. And I kind of stumbled and came in blind and basically looking for a massage. And things worked a little bit differently than I had anticipated. We started talking about the combo platter. You did an initial assessment on me, and we started to unearth the root causes, what was causing all these things. And I was extremely interested in the methodologies that you were using. I'd never seen them before. And I figured at that point in time I had really nothing to lose, maybe a little bit of money, and a whole lot to gain. And that day, the day that you looked me in the eyes in the office and said, yeah, you have quite a bit wrong with you, but I can fix all of them. And you didn't blink, so I didn't blink, and we just embarked upon our healing together. And it was probably 90 days of treatments when I started to come back together, and I could feel it. I was getting strong. I was skiing with my son. My intestinal issues were clearing up, had cleared up, and structurally I was getting very strong again. So I came on the show today. I volunteered to come on. I wanted to tell my story. I think my story is important to be heard. My biggest hope is that there might be a vet out there that could be experiencing some of the same things that I experienced, will hear this, and maybe seek help and get the kind of help, you know, that can change their life, because it certainly changed mine. And by the way, thank you.
Hollis, thanks for telling us your story. We're going to be right back, Anna, because you've got more of a story to tell with us, and so we'll be right back.
We are going to take a break, and we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We are also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That's 801-943-3355.
We're Solving Your Health Puzzle with me, Dr. Stuart Yeager, on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. You know, today we've been talking about holistic health care, and we've got Hollis with us. You know, part of holistic health care is that we talk about the emotional components and how they affect us. Now, Hollis, he's an Iraqi vet. You know, he came back from Iraq, and he's got some trauma that he experienced. And so, Hollis, tell us about this post-traumatic stress disorder that you came back from Iraq, and tell us what happened.
That I will, Dr. Yeager. One of the unfortunates of war is loss of life. And I experienced that in my workplace. Unfortunately, I had some soldiers that worked in the same building where I work, and their lives were tragically taken at a very young age, right outside the office in Tikrit, where I mostly hung my hat. And that experience had a very profound effect on me. It probably took me close to a week before I could actually start working normally again. And I think the reason that I couldn't work for that period of time is I was just trying to process what had happened. And what was going on with me internally was human emotions that you could understand. There was anger, resentment, bitterness. And one of the things we found out through your methods of testing using kinesiology is that some of the anger that I was experiencing might have been to a higher power. I mean, as we were delving into my psyche, we uncovered some things that I didn't realize were going on. And one of the things that you discovered is that I held God accountable for those acts. And that was festering inside me. It was, you know, bringing everything down in me, spiritually speaking. And we had to get rid of that. We had to shake that out of there. And it took some drilling on your part, a lot of questions and answers, before we finally hit on it and found out what was going on with me. And to get rid of that, and basically, we just unearthed that. We found it, discovered it, identified it, and then started working on the problem. And over a period of, I'd say about a week or two, we effectively dispelled that. I got rid of that resentment and the blame that I was feeling there. And I remember the day that, the success day, I call it, when you tested me, you know, using kinesiology, and you said the word Iraq, and I held strong. Prior to that, when you would say the word Iraq, you could push my arm down with just your finger. That's how profoundly it was weakening me. So these emotions that I think most of us vets carry with us, they really have an effect. They can affect your health and all aspects of your life. I think, you know, that might have been the most the worst on my combo platter. The other things that we started working on at the same time were just basic human things like structure. My back was really messed up there. We got that going strong, and then you started teaching me the principles of good health, and that was some of the most interesting curriculum I've ever been exposed to. I love the Brimhall methodology. I think it is fantastic and definitely the most effective that I've experienced. So you explained to me that the human body has the power to heal itself, and it will heal itself if you remove all the hurdles that are preventing it from doing so. So as you're teaching me, I'm buying in, I'm listening, I'm learning, and healing. So we started in on some of the allergies that I brought back or had, and we started checking those off one at a time. I remember some of the ones that were having the worst effects were toxins, chemicals. We got rid of the allergies to that. We got rid of the sensitivities for rubber. and a whole host of grass and everything else. And that had a huge effect. I mean, my life started to change. Each time we got rid of an allergy, I was I can honestly say less suffering. And I could feel my strength regaining each time we had a session getting rid of these allergies. So that was one and two. I think those are two really big ones. When we got into the emotions, we set all that free, got rid of all that luggage that I was carrying around in my head, and then the allergies, and then the structure coming on. Probably the last piece of that was the internal stuff that was going on, and I was one of those people, the unfortunate ones, that had the gallbladder that you talked about earlier on your show. And you know how that is. You go to a regular doctor, and they just want to take it out as fast, I think. And I wasn't feeling really comfortable about that. I think those organs are in there for a reason. I wanted to keep mine. And the method that you used for that was very easy for me to complete. It basically took a 3-day flush using all organic materials, and then at the end of 3 days, I went back on my regular diet, and things were just fine. And I thought, wow, that was a heck of a lot easier than going under the scalpel. And so I felt really, really fortunate, you know, that I stumbled into your office that day. So, again, this is my volunteer to be on your show. Just my personal way of saying thanks. Thanks for making me whole again. And thanks for giving me the life that was about to be taken from me. I really felt at that point in my life that I was going downhill fast. I don't know. It's almost like a sixth sense. You can just feel yourself. And I kind of felt myself going back to the earth. I felt like, you know, Mother Nature, Mother Earth was calling me back, you know. And it's just been an amazing, it was an amazing road to recovery. And every chance I get, I share my story because I feel obligated, first of all. Second, I hope that someone hears this and they realize that there are other methods out there that they can explore. If they're presently on some kind of a care plan and it's not working for them, I would highly encourage them to come see you and hopefully experience exactly what I did, which was the complete healing.
You know, Hollis, you know, you've got quite the story, but you know, your story isn't even over. You know, some people think, you know, once we do this, you know, what do we got to do for maintenance? You know, how long does that really last? You know, we treated you way back in, you know, we started first treating you way back in 2007. You know, I mean, but then I didn't see you for a long time, did we?
Well, we completed the treatments, I'd say, probably about 3 months into 07. And I never made another office visit until recently when I was involved in a car accident. I was rear-ended. And I got a whiplash out of that and a twisted knee. And so the first thing that popped into my mind is, you know, I know who the healer is. So you were my first stop. So we've once again, you know, what is that, 5 years later, embarked upon another round. But what does that say? What, 5 years, I haven't had any issues. I haven't needed to seek any medical attention. And that's that should speak volumes, and that should be a profound message for anyone that's listening out there, is that this particular methodology is one that goes after the root cause. Not the symptoms, but it gets the root cause. And when you fix the root cause, you get a long road ahead. I mean, life just happens. Things are going to happen, and you're going to get hurt. But I couldn't be more happy with the treatments that I got and that 5 beautiful years of health in between right there.
You know, with that car accident, you know, you also identified that you actually developed a couple more hay fever type of allergies. It wasn't very many, but it didn't take us very long to identify those allergies, did it?
You know, that process of testing is painless, quick, it's easy. It's just a matter of, once again, using the kinesiology principle to identify which things are having the effect on you. That part is super fast and super easy. And the treatment for it is an amazing thing. It would be, I would rather not describe it. I would rather just encourage people to come in and try their first allergy. to have their first own personal success story. And once they have that, they will want to take care of the rest, as I did. It's unbelievable that it's not general knowledge. I'm just flabbergasted by that fact that people don't know that their allergies can be fixed. I didn't. And I somewhat consider myself an intelligent person, but uninformed.
I just wanted you to comment. How long does it take to get rid of an allergy?
You know, for the treatment to set, it's within 48 hours. And we've tested each treatment when I come back in a couple of days to see if it took. And they've all taken. I mean, and it's just an amazing thing when, you know, you can't hold a cat because your eyes are going to turn red and you're going to start clawing at them because your allergy is so bad. And then all of a sudden, you can hold a cat. It really changes your life, and so on with all the things. Again, you know, rubber being one, how do you not come in contact with rubber on a daily basis? It's about everything, the soles in your shoes. I mean, there's just so much around you. And then we found other things like laundry detergent. And, of course, there, you know, every piece of clothing I put on has that residual in it, and that's just stuff that's, you know, affecting my allergies even worse. So I'm walking around like an allergy time bomb on a daily basis, needlessly, and it's just been great. When we just got rid of the last three, we can't find anything else that I'm allergic to, and so now I'm free to just run around and roll in whatever I want to roll in. It's fun. Life is fun when you don't have to fear things, and it's really nice to be done with the Claritin, too, because that's kind of an expensive thing to have to keep buying, you know, and never fixing. It just helps the symptoms, but now I don't have to worry about that.
Well, thank you, Hollis, for sharing your story. It's a great story, and it's just another example on how, as we identify the interferences that are affecting a person's health and removing those interferences, you know, removing the cause, that the body can heal, that there is hope, that we're not dictated by our genes, and these things last. Now, why would they not last if you don't take care of yourself? Well, obviously, you need to take care of yourself. So there are maintenance things you need to do. You need to be eating right, eating the right kinds of foods and avoiding toxins and removing stress. And there's ways to do that, but there is a way to solve your health puzzle.
Time has just run out. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That's why we're offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on solving the health puzzle, the 6 steps to wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how you can solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us within the next 10 minutes at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD for your computer and you can schedule your free appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That's 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.